Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, a wonderful approach. Blog Talk is being weird again, just weird again. So we're going to see how this works, right? But I don't care about how weird Blog Talk might be doing. I know for a fact today is a great day. And this message is going to reach whoever it needs to reach, right? Oh, my goodness. We are at day 17. Man, I am so incredibly happy, excited, relieved. I'm so glad that we're moving ahead in this fast. Day 17. That means we're knee-deep in a fast. Actually, we may be up to the hips. We're there. We're getting there. We can count down. We have more days behind us than we have ahead of us. And, this is always a challenge. The fast is challenging. I had a young lady, reach out to me and say, "Hey, I miss you." Oh, warmed my heart. It's wonderful to know that the time that I have spent has been recognized, appreciated, wonderful. And, the fact that I'm not there as much is also felt, hey, we miss you. This was a good thing. And so I love to hear that. But I know for a fact, moving and trying to get this fast done and everything else, you have to go at a certain pace, And I say this to everyone, make sure you are pacing yourself through this fast. You may not be able to rip and run like you used to. Lord knows I can't. And I'm a professional, You can't do like you used to do. And there's a reason for it. You have to find and make this time to get your prayers in. Allow God to be your focus for just 1 month a year, right? Now, with a wonderful approach, God is always our focus. We're always trying to make sure that we're doing the right thing. We're being the right person at all times. We're trying to make sure to govern our tongue, govern our actions. We're spending a lot of time making sure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. What are you supposed to be doing right now? I love young people. I spent in many different capacities. And, I love it when they get to the age where they think, when they start thinking, they can start expressing themselves. And I'll ask them, "What are you supposed to be doing?" And they will come up with the strangest answers, And that's why I ask the question, because I want to know not what they are supposed to do. What do you think you're supposed to be doing right now? What's going through your brain process? And so, I can say the same thing to the adults, okay? What do you think you're supposed to be doing? Do you think that God is pleased with your actions? Do you really believe that this is going to get rewarded? Look at what you're doing. Look at who you're doing it to. And then think, do you think God's going to reward this action? And if the answer to that is no, I would suggest you stop immediately. And if you're ever on the fence about some stuff, call me. Let's have a conversation. Text me. Let me tell you a peaceful way to get out of this. Let me tell you a way where you can leave with your dignity and the other person's dignity intact. Okay, let me share with you wonderful ways to deal with conflict. With this is my job. This is what I do. I do it for fun. I enjoy helping people and kind of big picture things. Is this going to matter in the morning? Is this going to matter a year from now? And if you keep getting this no answer, then it doesn't really matter. It doesn't. You'll find a way to get past the moment. But when it comes to longevity, when it comes to, you know, being able, nah, it's not going to matter. It really isn't. So when it comes to how we are with each other, when it comes to how we support each other, when it comes to how we interact with people of the world, take an extra second so that you can really make sure that you're doing it correctly because you want to, because there's benefits, because you have integrity. You know, make sure you are being and doing who you say you are, right? So it's very interesting how and what we're working on and how it impacts us and how our impact changes the world that we live in. You know, so many people are trying to change the world, and they start with the outside, the world, and then work inside. And I'm like, really, the way to change the world is to change yourself. Because the moment that you start to change yourself, everything you see is going to come from a different lens. So I can tell you, they call it a mentality. So if you grew up without, like you felt a lot of lack growing up, whether the lack was real or perceived, you know, if you wanted those new Jordans and mom had some brand new, well-fitting, clean bubbles on you, but they were clean. But if you felt the lack, then they'll say you grew up with a poverty mindset, a poverty mentality. And then from that point on, everything you experience until you heal that will come from an understanding of lack. Everything will deal with lack. If you grew up in a household where money was king and, you know, parents missed things because work was everything, and you will grow up to believe that money really rules the world and you got to get yours. And everything you see and encounter will be with money, money, money. And so we have to work on healing a lot of those mentalities that are no longer productive for us. Now, you may use part of your lack, whatever you felt you were missing, whatever, to motivate you to go to school or to do really good in your job or whatever you wanted to use to motivate you, right? But if it's dragging you, if it's doing more than, you know, if it is ruling your world, if it is coming and interfering with your positive relationships in your life, family, romantic, friendships, if it's interfering, if it becomes the only thing you think about, the only thing that matters, that's out of control. And I can tell you, this is a big reason why we fast. We fast to put those disciplines in place. We're fasting because we got to slow down on this, that, and the other. You know, we got to slow down on how much we're comfort eating. We got to slow down on how much we are, you know, just running the streets, being out in the elements, you know. We have to increase our community service and our prayers and our studies. I've gotten more reading done. And you know, it's not that I don't want to read. I love reading. I love studying. But I definitely put studying behind ripping and running. Not this fast. But I want to tell you something. And this is the last thing I'm going to tell you before I go into the topic of the day. You know, I've been saying this is my gratitude fast. I've been telling everyone with ears how blessed I feel, how happy I am, how incredibly, you know, how the abundance is rolling in. You know, I love it. And then, I mean, it seems like every other day I'll have an angel call me, hey, this is my gratitude fast too, because I got, and this happened, and I received, and I mean, just the good news has been pouring in about the blessings that have occurred during this fast. And I wanted to share that because I love to hear the good news, okay? I'm like, ring the bell, ring the bell. It's such a blessed event. So I'm encouraging people, hey, look at the gratitude that has, you know, where's your gratitude behind this fast? Because this fast is going to open some doors for you. And my fast is still opening doors. You know, and I tell everybody, I got my blessings a week before the fast started. I've been sitting in blessing, you know. And of course, I go through thank you. I go through my gratitude. I go through that. But this time, I've been like, look, I'm putting this on a flag. I'm going to wave it. That's how great and that's how blessed I feel to be in this position, in this fast, in this blessed event, right? So turn around. My fast has still been producing blessings. I have said this before, the more you give to God, the more God gives to you. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen people get stingy with God, and I've seen God be like, okay, you'll be back. I'm like, oh, well, and I tell you, you know, that's not really a good thing. That's not really a good sign. The title of the book is Align Yourself with God. Not, you know, this means go under God's umbrella. Don't ask God to bring his umbrella over here. You go to where it's safe. You go to where you need to be. But I just want to remind people, you know, this is the gratitude fast. And I've been saying this is my gratitude fast, but really I'm thinking this is just an overall gratitude fast. I think this is just the energy of 2024. 2024 said, hey, I'm going to come in and I'm going to take care of you. I know you've been getting beat up, you know, between COVID started it, and for the last 4 years, we've been like, yeah, what is going on? And I think that this is going to create some stability. And I know all those people that have put work in, like work. You're going to start seeing the work pay off. You're going to start seeing those benefits come through if you haven't already. So I've had 5 or 6 people tell me, hey, this is my gratitude too. I cannot believe this came through. And it seems like blessings just out of the sky, just like so almost random, but the peace of mind and the positivity that it's bringing, that it's ushering in, awesome. Okay, so gifts of the Spirit, blessings are a gift of the Spirit. This is dealing with the blessing, the gifts that we are given naturally, spiritually, when we come into this earth. And a lot of these gifts are inherited, and a lot of them, they're inherited, you know, a family will have a particular trait, and then a different family will have another trait. And so, but there are people that carry multiple gifts. And it says gifts like it's a present, like it's extra. But I can also tell you from someone who carries gifts, it can be a challenge to carry it. Because when it comes to gifts from God, there's a level of responsibility and accountability that is needed to through the situation, right? So when God gives us gifts, you know, he's giving it to us out of grace. You know, we're being blessed. He's making sure that we are getting everything that we're looking for, right? But if you are immature with your gift, it doesn't have to be with you. You know, I've seen God take a gift and throw it at a person and like, here, take it, do this, try this. And the person's like, no, I don't want to. I don't want to. I'm not ready. I don't want to. And then God just skipped it to the child. And it's like, and so when he goes like, you know what, I think I'm ready. The child's like, ready for what? What I got? I got this, you know. And so, and it was kind of, it was kind of hard to witness, but I think the reason why I did have to witness it is because God wants me to be able to tell people, don't squander gifts. When you know that God is giving you something abundantly, giving you something that is treasured, something that could help you do the work that you have on this earth to do, don't waste that. Don't waste it. Because if God has given it to you, you need it. It's not just that you want it, you need it. Part of your life is going to be determined on your ability to do this. You know, God, all of the tools that we need, God has already given to us. But it's up to us to really learn how to utilize them and to exercise them. That's these gifts. And so we have to learn what your gift is, how are you responsible in your gift, and then move forward from there. And really, really be a good steward of your gift, okay? And then I want to share also, for me, this is how I feel. You know, and this is me personally. I feel like my children are a gift, you know? And so when I see them, I'm like, wow, this is going to grow to an oak tree and be a pillar for his community. And that's a gift. So what do? I try to be responsible to my gift. I try to make sure I'm doing the right things and I'm making sure my gift is, he's doing the right things. But, you know, I really treat them as if they're going to be important for our, all of our future. All of us spiritual people need to have that same mindset about the children. Because the children is how we're going to continue and how our legacies will continue. And, you know, the children are really the mark of the work that we do. Because remember, we don't start the work from the outside coming in. We start the work on the inside. So the first thing we have to learn how to rule, control, manifest is ourselves. And then as we do that, then the next group is our house. Don't run out into the community and you ain't took care of your house yet. You know, I met a spiritual sister, and I've known her for about 5 years. And she was telling me about her practice. And she's like, yes, and I've been working on myself with this for 2 years, and now I'm ready. I'm like, perfect, perfect. You start with yourself. After yourself is your children, your house. Make sure you're running your house properly. Then you step out, right? So this is a gift, and my children are part of my gift. My family, I feel like I was born into a gifted family, blessed family. You know, it's like God planted me in rich soil. So as you're thinking about your gifts, make sure that you're treating them as if they're precious, as if God intentionally knew that, one, you needed it, and two, you know, you were going to treat it accordingly. Be blessed in the way that you treat gifts. Be blessed in the way that you treat anything that has been delivered from God. This is why and how I could be so patient with people, even if they don't act like it, even if they don't, by our terms, deserve it. This is how I'm so patient. Because I know no matter what, this is a child of God, whether they act like it or not. I work with children all the time. I've been bit. I've been kicked. I've been called little childish names and everything else like that. And you know what I say? Okay, that's not good behavior. And then I'll move away, you know, remove the audience, do this. I'll treat them in a way that's not going to be harmful for them while they realize that what they're doing is incorrect. And it takes a lot of patience to do that, family, a lot. But when you remember really who they are, whether they can see it or not, it helps you to move accordingly. Okay? day 17 of our fast, I hope and pray that you are moving along, that you are having, that you're actually enjoying this time, because I am. You know, I've had to explain to people, hey, this is a annual fast for me. I've done it every year of my life since about 11 or 12, skipping only 2 years to give birth, okay? So when I say that this is something that I'm very serious about and very dedicated to, it is. When I tell you how incredibly happy and pleased I am that there are others that are like, no, I want the blessings too. I'm working with you. I want to have a close relationship with God. I'm working with you. We're going to wake up. We're going to pray. That, do you know how wonderful? That takes half the work out of this fast for me, period. Many hands make light work. Don't think you're by yourself in this fast. Not only are we together with a wonderful approach, not only do we have fast buddies, but there are millions of people around the world that are taking the same time to build themselves and to be these people. That's who we are. We're those people. We're those praying people. We're them fasting people. We're them blessed people. We are those people. We're here. So please, please, please stay motivated. Stay encouraged. Stay inspired about your fast. God got 17 more days in this. The blessings that can come in 13 more days is amazing. So keep your eyes open. Keep your heart open. Keep your mouth open, because closed mouths don't get fed. You know, allow yourself to be open to the opportunity that there are wonderful, blessed events occurring all around you, and yours is on its way. So I love it. I absolutely do. I hope and pray that you have a wonderful day. Kiss the babies for me, and we'll talk more later. Peace.